Jason Rogers. Starring Christian Doherty. In Tom Sinclair's The Cyclist.
Hello. Yes, this is Rogers. What? Why the hell do they call this a vacation if you're calling me out for some crummy hit and run? Unusual, huh? Bull. What's so unusual that you gotta call me out on my vacation? So a creep hefted the guy's cycle after running him down. Maybe he was copying them to sell. The big guy wants me? Hell.
Wipe that look off your kisser, Rogers.
Go to hell.
All right, Rogers, keep that sour look on. It doesn't make a bit of difference to me if you're out of this job.
Oh, hell. Let's get down to business.
All right, I'm giving this to you once and that's all. A Robert Connolly was taking a bike ride in the park when some guy runs him down. The weirdest thing is, he stops long enough to pack the guy's bike in the trunk of his car. Then he took off, leaving Connolly to die on the way to the hospital.
It's so simple. All I do is this. Find a guy on a bike somewhere in 9 million people. That's all.
Right, Rogers. Smart man. Oh, yeah. One more thing to make it even easier. It was a 64 Cadillac light blue number AA2469. It's all yours now, Jay.
Thanks. Got it straight, Nick. Find out who owns a 64 Cadillac, number AA2469. I'm doing some checking up on a hit and run.
Wow. You want a hit and run? Oh, man, don't tell me the South Speed, New York. Work on H&R.
You got the picture, son. Now, if you want to keep the job of right-hand man to yours truly, you'd better get moving.
I'll be there with about 4-ish, all right?
All right, I'll be expecting you.
Got the info, Rogers. Car belongs to Robert Rogers.
But it can't be. That's my brother.
Oh, man. Cop with a crooked brother.
Bye, Nick.
Hey, man. Ain't you gonna tell me what it's all about?
Some other time, Nick.
Perhaps I do a work and you won't tell me what the hell it's all about.
Goodbye, Nicholas! Robbie, are you in?
Jay, that you? Oh, my car was just stolen, and I was about to report it when you drop in. Why, talk about luck.
Your car was stolen? And I thought, oh, damn, what a mistake.
What the hell are you babbling about, Jay?
Your car was used in a murder. Did your husband have any enemies at all, Mrs. Cogley?
No, he didn't.
Well, was he in any trouble financially, I mean?
No, Robert was a good husband. Never gambled, drank, or smoked. Well, of course not. He was such a health nut. He used to ride his bike 4 or 5 miles every day before.
You don't have to answer, Mrs. Cogley, if you think...
Don't worry, it won't happen again. I'm sorry for the outbreak.
You have no idea why anyone at all would want to kill your husband, then?
None in the world.
No, you're sure?
Unless... No, it's wicked even to think it.
Please, Mrs. Cogley, I sympathize with you, but every little bit helps.
Well, if you must know, in a few months, Robert's father's estate is to be given away.
I understand.
Robert's father had just died recently, and there was a lot of talk as to who would inherit what. Well, the rumor is that the two Cogley brothers will receive the bulk of it. But you can forget completely about that. Lem, that's Robert's brother, would never... Well, you know.
I can't forget it, Mrs. Cogley. I'm a police officer, and I must take everything into consideration. Well, anyway, thank you for the information. Can you write down Lem's address for me?
Certainly. Here you are, Inspector. I hope this will be of some help to you.
It certainly will. Really, I'm serious, Mrs. Conley. It certainly will. It'll be a great help to me. And any time you really need me for any problem, just give me a buzz.
What? Who are you? What are you doing in my house?
Don't worry, Mr. Ray.
Take care of the inspector.
Jason Rogers returns in a moment.
I see you awake, Inspector. Untie them, please.
Are you all right?
Yes, I think so. They didn't hurt me much.
Well, Mr. Rogers, excuse me, Inspector Rogers. Is that your official title, Inspector?
Thanks, but I don't need that kind of title.
I suppose you know who I am.
Offhand, I'd say you're the man who murdered Robert Cobley.
A little too brusquely put, I'm the man who ordered his death, not killed him myself. Jerome here did that.
Yes, that's right.
I'm sorry for that display of physical violence, Mr. Rogers. You see, I detest weaklings.
Look what you've done to my house, you fat man. What do you expect to gain by this? Why did you murder my husband? Tell me that.
Well, where should I start? No matter. I'll explain simply and quickly. First, I want you to meet someone. Jerome? Jerome?
What is it?
Bring Mr. Cogley here.
My God, but Cogley's dead.
Not Robert, Inspector. Len Cogley, his brother.
Why? And where was the motive after all?
By the way, Inspector, my name is Carlos Knight.
You'll pardon me if I don't shake your hand, Mr. Carlos Knight.
Quite understandable. Were I in your position, I imagine I would feel the same way.
Go to hell, you damn bastard.
Here he is, Mr. Carlos Knight.
Knight, I'm here. You got the money? Is my debt canceled? Is it? Well, is my debt canceled? Answer me.
Yes.
Well, why, fat man, why did you murder my husband?
There's really not much to tell, Inspector. Lem here just got satiated with us while trying to pay off a gambling debt. He thought he could get the money and also earn our favor if he told us of his brother's inheritance. We killed his brother to get Lem's share of his inheritance. It's as simple as that.
Damn bastard.
Now can I leave? All right, I'll go now if you don't mind, Mr. Knight.
By the way, Lem.
Yes?
I think that I've discovered your loose end.
What do you mean, Mr. Knight, a loose end?
We don't need loose ends, Lem.
Mr. Knight, I'm not a loose end. What do you mean?
I mean, Jerome, take care of Mr. Lem Cogley.
Of course.
Like I said, of course, loose ends are not allowed around here.
Well, where does the bike fit in?
Bike?
The bike that was taken from Robert Cogley, my dear sir.
I didn't.
I thought I could make an easy buck, boss!
Now that was too bad that you did that. You're a violent fellow, aren't you?
My God! So much violence in my house.
Personally, I deplore violence. I just employ it when it's completely unavoidable.
Well, one question. How did How did you get my brother? How did you know he took his bicycle ride?
Lem knew his brother's habits. He knew that he rode the bike in Central Park every Saturday. It was easy to have Jerome wait at the exit and... Well, you know the rest.
Why are you telling us this? Unless...
That's right, Mr. Rogers. You and Mrs. Cogwell are going for a good old-fashioned ride. Ha ha ha!
What you didn't know, my dear Mr. Carlos, tonight, I alerted the police. If I was not to return in 2 hours, they would have come. And it's after 2 hours, isn't it, Mr. Knight?
You bastard. That foiled all my plans. Well, the police may get here soon, but they won't get you alive.
Give me that gun! Look out, Mr. Rogers! He's going to shoot! Look out!
Die, Mr. Rogers! Die!
Mr. Rogers, I've been hit!
Die!
I've been hit!
It's the police! They're pulling up in front, Mr. Rogers! See if you can hold them off!
We're 25 stories up. Mr. Rogers, he shot me in my stomach.
Jay, are you all right, Jay? This is the big guy.
Mr. Rogers, don't let them know about Lem.
I'll get you to a hospital.
I'm dying. But don't let them know about Lem. We can't let the Cogley name be ruined. Please, Mr. Rogers. Please, promise me.
I will.
Please, promise me that...
The police are outside the door, Miss... Cogley, I have to let them in.
Jay, are you all right?
I think so.
You might wonder what we're doing here. Well, the manager here, Joe McQuincy, is that you?
Yes, sir.
Well, he called us and told us there was a fight going up, huh? Well, Jay, I see. Have you wrapped up this case?
Who's that man over there?
Oh, this is an English detective that...
I recognize him. He's,
Henry Cirelli, English detective. English detective Henry Cirelli. You know him, don't you?
Hello, my dear Rogers. I've heard a lot about you. And I hope you join me on a case one day, won't you? I certainly will, Mr. Cirelli. I'd be glad. Thank you. I'll be seeing you. Big one, take it away.
Well, thank you, but... Rogers, did you, solve the case? Did you?
So.
Who was that, man who was dead on the pavement below, that fat man? And who are all these dead people in here?
Carlos Knight was a fat man.
You look like you're running a cemetery. There's a dead lady and two dead men and there's a man...
I know, Mrs. Cogley. They both died horrible deaths.
Well, Jay, off you go now. On that vacation. Well, where do you think you're going, huh?
Well, I might go. You know, what's a good idea?
Well, what's your idea, Rod? Well?
Well, big guy.
Yeah?
I might go for a ride. And you know what's funny?
What?
I might go for a bicycle ride.
Produced by Chester Scott.
Jason Rogers, the cyclist. Starring Kristen Doherty as Jason Rogers. Tom Soder as the big guy. Special guest stars, Hedwig Zorb as Mrs. Codley, Alan Saley as Carlos Knight, Ty Phillips as Jerome. Adapted by Tom Soder from the story by Tom Sinclair. Directed by Barney Marriott. Copyright 1970 by ACD Enterprises. We wish to thank Tom Sinclair for permission to use his character. This has been Jason Rogers, taped at the studios of NUN Production. Tune in to Jason Rogers every Tuesday on 92.